Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. It's easy to do. Just click your answer. We want to know what you think. And when you do click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Carolyn Reinbarger. She is the chief brainstormer at Strategic Guru. Put a dot com on that, Carolyn. They got your website, don't they?
That's right. And anyone that visits there should check out our blog and sign up to receive our emails where we're kind of sharing what we know.
Thank you for that.
Good stuff there.
And that's free stuff, too, that part, right?
All free.
Yeah,
all
I appreciate
free.
That, yep. Folks. And then if you decide you can use her, benefit from her expertise, and she'll be glad to do some business with you. Carolyn, talk to us some more about some of the things you're seeing out there with regard to mobile marketing these days.
Okay, so just before the break, we talked about the proliferation of smartphones and how everyone needs to be sure that their website is mobile ready so it looks good on a mobile device. Now let's talk a little bit about opt-in marketing on the mobile phone. So, you know, a lot of folks either don't know much about this or find it very intimidating, and I liken this to email marketing. It's just simply in another form.
When you say mobile marketing, are you talking about texting?
Texting, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's what's called, short codes. And I don't want to get into a lot of the technical stuff. If anyone wants to talk to me about it, I'm happy to help them. But first of all, know that what is driving this is the rapid adoption and the feeling that consumers have that they're safe in texting something. They may be not feel safe clicking a link in an email with all the spam out there, but they feel very comfortable sending a text message order to get something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or receiving one, receiving updates.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some real-world examples, because I always find it's more beneficial to really talk like it's real terms. So now these are larger organizations, but this does not mean that any of your listeners listening today can't do this on their own, because the tools are not that expensive. So let's talk Starbucks. We all know Starbucks, love Starbucks.
Right.
So recently they gave away...
Frappuccino venti, please.
Okay, there you go.
coffee Frappuccino venti. Go ahead.
So recently they gave away free coffee on a particular day. And so they promoted it heavily in the stores and so forth that they were going to give this away. But in order to drive traffic and be sure that consumers remembered it, if consumers texted the word break to Starbucks, they would get a day of reminder text message back to remind them, don't forget you can get your free coffee today. Oh. I find that pretty cool.
That's a service, right? Yeah.
And then another one, Office Depot, great
right.
office supply store, they mm-hmm. ran a travel sweepstakes. And consumers had to text the word win to the short code, and then they could choose to opt in on special offers, like, 2 days only, save $30 on orders of $150 or more. All they had to do is text the word, yes, I want these special offers. So not only were they entered to win a travel package, but they also were then given other discount codes to use in the store itself. So, it's a nice, dual purpose.
How about this? Sophie's Diner texts her customers and says, meatloaf today. Text back a ketchup and back to us and get a dollar off of your lunch today.
Absolutely.
So how does Sophie do that? How does Sophie do that?
Well, there's with email marketing, there's a broadcast email tool.
Right, right.
Well, with mobile
Constant
marketing.
Contact or something like that.
Yeah, like Constant Contact. So in mobile marketing, there are similar tools where you can load up your cell phone numbers that you have from your consumers and broadcast out a text message.
They have, but they have to give you permission by giving you their cell phone.
That's right. So the way you do that,
their data-capable cell phone.
So let's go back to the two examples we just looked at.
Yep.
Starbucks announced in the store free coffee next Wednesday. Text us the word break, and we'll send you a reminder. Those
right.
consumers are giving them permission to send them a text.
Right.
Now they can get additional text messages from mm-hmm. Starbucks. Same thing with Office Depot.
So,
and I don't know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead quickly.
I don't know that if you have food trucks in your area, but food trucks, the trucks that come around at lunchtime and
right.
sell food off the
right.
off the truck
mm-hmm.
are
yep.
very popular. And here, all of my staff is signed on for their Twitter accounts, and
right.
they get a tweet
exactly.
on their cell phone to say the food truck's here today.
Exactly.
So,
now, let me ask you a question.
Driving business.
We just gave them a good example. Constant Contact, the company I use for my email marketing. What's a good option for the text marketing, the mobile marketing?
They might want to check out SumoText.com.
SumoText.com. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're one that I've talked to, and I have no affiliation with them, but they just might want to check it out. If they just Google, you know, mobile marketing text services, they'll find
right,
others
right, exactly.
along the way.
Give it, and if they'd like to have you help them, they can do that by going to your website and contacting you, can't they?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
I said they can get you to help them if you want to. They can do that at strategicguru.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Carolyn,
that's correct.
I welcome them
contacting me.
Thank you for being here. Come back again real soon. Bring us some more good stuff like this.
Will do.
Carolyn Reinbarger, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? I enjoyed that very much. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.